There's an old theory that the American mainstream media will build people up just to tear them down. They claim that Americans like to see people rise, and once a star reaches a certain level of success, Americans like to watch them fall. For years, the mainstream media and their lonely male followers on social media, they have been begging us to watch women's basketball. We have been bombarded with all these false narratives. The WNBA is more exciting than the NBA. There's more skill. There's more physicality in the WNBA. Have you seen those facial hair counting contests? Nothing is more exciting than seeing a game go into overtime and watching the scoreboard as each hair is counted. Women's college basketball, it has been an afterthought in this country for decades. The WNBA, it's not even an afterthought. The dump is a never-before thought because 99% of the country has never wasted a single second thinking about the WNBA. Until recently, most people had forgotten that the WNBA existed. For the first time ever, the WNBA has a cultural phenomenon. They have the first legitimate superstar entering the league. And for the past 2 or 3 weeks, it seems like they are doing everything in their power to tear her down. They are doing everything in their power to diminish her. Doesn't make sense to me, but what the hell do I know? I'm running a profitable business. This channel generated more profit in the first 2 minutes of this video than the WNBA has generated in the last 30 years. People in Mexico making minimum wage, that 30 or so pesos they make every day, that is 30 times larger than the pesos generated by the WNBA in the last 30 years. And if you would like to contribute to the profits of this channel and keep us ahead of the WNBA dump, feel free to become a channel member. Channel memberships opened over the weekend. I appreciate those of you who have already signed up. Laura M., Andre Leverett, Joseph Miller, LC Muscles 28. Thank you for your support. If you want to support the channel, sign up to become a member. All the benefits are outlined for each membership tier. And if you have suggestions for additional benefits, shoot me an email, btlkc84@gmail.com. All right, Saturday night. Caitlin Clark made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live. For the first time in at least a decade, maybe even longer, Saturday Night Live produced a segment that was actually funny. It was entertaining. This once legendary show, it's fallen into the same trap as the rest of late night comedy. Instead of producing segments that are entertaining, Lorne Michaels, he is more concerned with abiding by the standards of the woke commandments. As a result, ratings for SNL have been in the pooper. Katie Rue Clark, though, she made her appearance during the Weekend Update segment. I would show you some highlights, but SNL is very strict with their copyright. I have tried to show clips of SNL in the past, and I can never get them approved. You can find them online if you're interested, but it was a great segment with Caitlin Clark and Michael Che. The jokes written for Caitlin Clark were actually good. Michael Che played his role to perfection. Just like every dude in the country, and most women for that matter, Michael Che has been clowning on the WNBA for years. Caitlin Clark clowned him for it, and some other dude took her side and contributed. I think his name was Colin Gist or Connor Gist. Who cares? Outside of Kenan Thompson, the first cast member who has made Saturday Night Live his career instead of using it as a starting point, outside of Kenan Thompson, no one knows who in the hell these people are on SNL. When SNL was going off the air, after another successful episode of putting 90% of their audience to sleep, Caitlin Clark joined the group of anonymous cast members and told the 10% of the audience that was still awake, good night. Now, this is a long-running tradition on Saturday Night Live. The show has been closing like this for decades, but Caitlin Clark did something a little bit different. She brought her teammates from Iowa onto the stage to tell America goodnight with her. All in all, it should have been a positive night for Caitlin Clark. There was absolutely nothing negative about her surprise appearance. Not according to the winker spankers on social media, though. No! According to the spankers, Caitlin Clark should not have been invited to appear on Saturday Night Live to begin with. According to the spankers, This was another case of white privilege and mythical racism. Caitlin Clark didn't win the national championship. Why is she appearing on SNL? This honor should have been given to Dawn Staley. It should have went to, the star players at South Carolina whose names I can't remember. I know parishioners of Woke United Methodist struggle with logic. I know deacons at Woke United Methodist have a difficult time understanding business, you know, since they have never started or run one. So let me take a second here to explain how the business of television works. Saturday Night Live exists for one reason: make money. The way SNL generates revenue is through commercials run on their program. The more people watching Saturday Night Live, the more money they can charge advertisers to run their commercials. Caitlin Clark is a proven ratings draw. You think viewers of Saturday Night Live care if she won the national championship? No. I have a lot of respect for Dawn Staley. I disagree with her politically. I vehemently disagree on her stance with transgender athletes, but I still respect Dawn Staley. But the truth is, Dawn Staley isn't moving the needle. No one is tuning into Saturday Night Live to watch a segment with Dawn Staley. People damn sure ain't tuning in to watch a segment with unknown players from South Carolina. I'd be willing to bet vast majority of people in the SNL audience, they could not name a single player on the South Carolina roster. Caitlin Clark appearing on SNL this weekend, it had nothing to do with white privilege. It had nothing to do with mythical racism. It had everything to do with business. You know who probably made this happen? More than likely, you know who orchestrated this appearance? If I had to guess, Caitlin Clark appearing on Saturday Night Live, it was orchestrated by the marketing department in the WNBA dump. If so, credit to them. This was a smart move. What happens later tonight? The biggest draft in the history of the dump. Caitlin Clark will set record high ratings before she even puts on her hard hat. The diva of dump divas, WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, she realizes the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that she has. Kat Engelbert has the opportunity to transform the WNBA from the golden toilet to the golden peso. For the first time in league history, the WNBA actually has a chance to turn a profit. For the first time in history, the NBA, they will not be able to use the WNBA as a tax write-off. Yet for some reason, there seems to be this level of jealousy and resentment towards Caitlin Clark with current and former WNBA dump divers. If you have been following this channel, you already knew this was coming because we have been predicting it for months now. Over the last few weeks, we have seen numerous dump divers speaking publicly against Caitlin Clark. The lead chef in the WNBA cafeteria, Bree Stu, Diana Taurasi. For some reason, the media refers to Donna as a WNBA legend. How can there be a legend in the WNBA when no one is watching? The Sue Bird, she left the Nest Mansion that she shares with Megan Rapinoe on 69 Shit Fuck Lane to share her criticism of Caitlin Clark. Cheryl Swoops, employee number one in the WNBA dump, the original pooper swooper. The lady who had her scoring record broken by Caitlin Clark. I can't remember her name. I mean, she's been living in obscurity for the last 40 or so years until Caitlin Clark got her noticed again by breaking her scoring record. Bernadette Miller, Linda Love Shovels, whatever her name is, she was complaining about Caitlin Clark too. I just don't understand it. You have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make the WNBA relevant, and current and former employees are doing everything they can to destroy it? No wonder the WNBA has never turned a profit. Now, to her credit, Kat Engelbert, she is doing everything she can. There is a reason that Kat Engelbert put the Indiana Felines on national television for 36 out of their 40 games. Kat knows that guys like me, who absolutely detest the pretend basketball that's played in the WNBA, she knows that guys like me will watch Caitlin Clark in the WNBA just based on curiosity alone. Caitlin Clark brings something to the WNBA that they have never had before. Legitimacy. Relevance. Caitlin Clark brings viewers of all ages. But more importantly, she brings viewers in the key 25 to 54 demo. You know what one of the biggest problems is right now in the NBA? Out of all major sports leagues, the NBA has the youngest audience. Alice Silver often brags about this, but one of the problems with a young audience, they don't have money. I was reading an article the other day that was analyzing ad revenue on YouTube. The older the audience, the higher the ad revenue. There are gaming channels on YouTube that generate 10 million views a month. My channel generates between 1.5 and 2 million views each month. Now, compared to gaming channels, my ad revenue on YouTube, it's 3, sometimes 4 times higher. Why? Because gaming channels are watched by kids. Gaming channels are watched by people under the age of 25. You know what they don't have? Money. So most advertisers, they don't want their ads run on these type of channels. The WNBA needs Caitlin Clark more than Caitlin Clark needs the WNBA. She is going to deliver an audience to the WNBA that this league has never seen before, but it's not going to work if she is shunned by other players. Her first season in the league, I think every game is going to be hard because every opponent is going to play her like it's a championship game. I don't think other WNBA players want Caitlin Clark to succeed. I get this feeling that some WNBA players don't want Caitlin Clark stealing their spotlight. But the thing is, there's no spotlight to steal. There is no spotlight on this dump. Caitlin Clark is actually providing the light. Look, all superstars get criticized. All superstars face a certain level of criticism. But this constant criticism of Caitlin Clark, it just seems to be coming from a place of jealousy and resentment. I don't know, maybe it's just me. You tell me. Is the criticism coming from a place of jealousy and resentment? I know this audience doesn't watch the WNBA, but are you guys going to watch this season? You have 36 chances to watch Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Felines. Are you going to watch all 36, or will you watch the first couple of games, and once the curiosity factor wears off, will you eventually lose interest? I'm interested to see how this is going to work out. I'm interested to see if Caitlin Clark can maintain this momentum in the WNBA, but you let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.